Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
تَمِيسٌ وَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسٌ غَرْفًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفًا مِنَ دِيَامِ مَوْلَى صَالِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم. And remember the time when Isa, the son of Maryam, said, Ya Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrah. I am the Prophet of Allah sent to you, testifying that which came before me from the Torah, wa mubashiran bi rasulin, and to give the glad tidings of a prophet, Rasul, Ya'ti ba'di ismuhu Ahmad, who is going to come after me, his name, Ahmad. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam came 600 years before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari Sharif narration, Hadith 3948, Fatratum bayna Isa wa Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time, the difference between Isa and Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was that period? Sitta mi'ati sana. It was 600 years. If you ask, did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever give the description of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam? Then you turn to the narration of Bukhari Sharif, Hadith 3438. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ra'aytu Musa wa Isa wa Ibrahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw Musa, Isa and Ibrahim alayhim salam. Fa'amma Isa, with regards to Isa, fa'ahmar. His complexion was reddish complexion, al-abyath, whitish in complexion. And we shared with you, we said to you, when you see these Palestinians, sometimes you see their reddish cheeks and you see their fairness, their complexion, it has a reddish color in it as well. For ahmar. So that's the meaning. Ju'dun, curly hair, aridu sadr, and broad-chested. He had a broad chest. This was the description of Isa alayhi salam given to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his journey, Mi'raj. So, فَأَمَّا عِيسَى فَأَحْمَرْ, reddish complexion, curly hair, أَرِيضُ الصَّدْرِ, and he had a broad chest. وَأَمَّا مُوسَى, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, with regards to Musa alayhi salam, فَآدَمُ, آدَمُ, darkish in complexion. So, darkish in complexion, but not purely black, in between black and brown. A light black, you can say. Jasimun, ay tawilun, he was tall. Sabtun, he had straight hair. Ka'annahu mir rijali zutti, ka'annahu mir rijali zutti. And he, it's as if though he was from amongst the people of Zut. Zut, ay mirrijali Sudan. Ka'annahu mirrijali Sudan. Tall, tawil. This was the description of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa amma Ibrahim, with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam, fanduru ila sahibikum, then see see your companion, meaning your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to see the description of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complete perfection. When insan is ashraful makhluqat, then you come to the heights of its perfection, and that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what can you say? The cream, not of the universe, the cream of the cream of the universe is insan, and the cream of insan is the Anbiya alayhi salam, and the cream of the Anbiya alayhi salam is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with this in mind, we bring you to this which Allama Busayri rahimullah is totally in love with, the life, the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To this, he gets himself rescued until today we are studying his kitab. So this is Ad-Durratul Fardah, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, the exclusive pearl detailing the stanzas of Qasida Burda. You turning to stanza 9, Allama Busayri rahimullah is saying and addressing, Ya la'imi fil hawa al-udhri ma'ziratan minni ilayka walau ansafta lam talumi. O you who reproach me regarding my love, O you who reproach me regarding my love, ma'ziratan minni ilayka, accept my excuse. Accept my excuse. Walau ansafta lam talumi. If you were just, you would not reproach me. When we are analyzing the words now, so ya, we said harfe nida, this is a word which is used to call out. Sometimes it's hidden. When you turn to verse 29 of Surah Yusuf, Yusufu a'rid an hadha, O Yusuf. Ya was not mentioned. Ya means O. Yusuf a'rid an hadha, turn away from this. So sometimes ya is hidden, but it's a call. That is why when you're calling someone, Fatima, Maryam, Sumayya, Khadija, so there you're calling out, it's O Khadija, O Fatima, O Sumayya, O Muhammad. So Arabs, they know grammar, and then they call their child Abdullah. We told you, spoke about this, Abdullah. So Ya Abdullah. Now there's a ruling of grammar which we spoke to you and we said to you that when it is showing possession to something, and in this case Abdun means slave and Allah is the creator, Allah is our deity, and this is what we instructed to become, the slaves of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah, your creator says, I have not created the jinn kind and the mankind except that they should worship me. The Mufassirin say, لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah. And this is our objective in life, is to become arif billah, to become from the arifin, to constantly seek, to use this day to search, to get better recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this year is our objective of our lives. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two names that is best for your boys, Abdullah and Abdurrahman. Every time you're going to call the son, then you're going to remind him of his job description, of his focus in his life should become the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you're saying Ya, so if it is without this possession, when you're saying Abdullah, you're saying slave of Allah. Slave of Allah. So there it's showing possession. You are not just any slave, you are the slave of Allah. And this was insan, this is jinn. You are the slaves of Allah. You're not just a slave, you are the slaves of Allah. as they say, come out of the slavery of the West and mankind and come into the slavery of your sustainer, and you'll find the sweetness of life, the sweetness of the Akhirah in all of these avenues. But when you will become the sweetness of the West, the sweetness of the US, the sweetness of all of this that they are striving and trying to throw down your throat, then what happens? You've got that bitter taste, anxiousness, anxiety, depression, all is gripping you. So, yeah, when you, it has this possession, then there's a rule of grammar which will be too intricate for the general listener, so we won't go into much, but just know this much, that when the first word appears, so Ya Abdullah, then when you are calling, that Ya is hidden, and you are saying Abdullah. So this does not mean that you can name your son Abdullah. That is when you are calling exclusively for when you're calling your son, then it is Abdullah. So if you want to become fancy, it's not going to work. It's Abdullah. Someone asks you, what's your son's name? Abdullah. But when you call your son, then you can say Abdullah, because that's the application of grammar. Ya Abdullah, Ya Ibadar Rahman. So notice the dal of Abdun. It's a fatha. Ya Ibadar Rahman, Ya Abdullah, Ya Abdar Rahman, Ya Amatullah. So there, it's all that first word is going to have, the first word, the last letter is going to have a fatha. But if it is without that, mudaf, mudaf ilay, which you say in Arabic, without that, you're just calling Fatima, Ya Fatimatu, Ya Fatimatu, Ya Muhammadu, because it's not showing possession to something else. So, Ya, that is Harfe Nida, and sometimes we mention to you, it's hidden. We move to the next word, Ya Laimi. Laimi, this is reproach. Laimi. And there's a whole chapter which is dedicated to this. And Allama Busayri Rahimullah addresses his nafs that's coming. So we don't want to give away too much. But in a nutshell, Ya Laimi, to reproach, to blame. So he's saying, oh, the one who reproaches me regarding my love, fil hawal udriyi. So laimi, turn to the verses of the Quran Sharif. We want to hear verses of the Quran Sharif, which where's this word, laimun? Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about the believers and their condition. If you turn away from this deen, this is a warning. If you turn to chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ya, listen, Ya is used again. Oh, that's the meaning we said. So we stanza, Ya La'imi. But Allah Azza wa Jal addresses you, O believers, 89 times in the Quran Sharif. Yes, you, each one of you believers, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, may yartadda minkum an deenih, whoever turns renegade from you, from amongst you, from his deen, may yartadda minkum an deenihi, whoever turns renegade from amongst you, from his deen, from his Islam. For so, because Allah is addressing the believers, so you turn away from your Islam. Do not think you can threaten Allah Azza wa Jal and say, you know what? Oh Allah, you're not granting me this, I'm going to do this. In our hearts sometimes, these thoughts creep in. So we have to stay away from these thoughts. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Recite this dua in abundance. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That part, the last, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us an imam for the muttaqeen, for the Allah walas, for the, not for those the modernists who are going to sway us and sweep us away from our deen, but keep us with iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla is warning, may yartadda minkum an deenihi, whoever turns away from his deen from amongst you, fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawmin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. Very soon. Ya'ti Allahu biqawmin, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring a nation, yuhibbuhum, Allah will love them, wa yuhibbuna, and they will love Allah, adhillatan ala al-mu'minin, they will be soft, compassionate upon the believers, wa izzatan ala al-kafirin, and hard, harsh against the kuffar. This does not mean that your neighbor is non-Muslim, you can treat him how you want. No. This means when they, the kuffar, attack, then we're not going to sit softly. We're going to turn harshly against them. Yes, because you want to attack Islam and we want to protect Islam. They want to wipe out. We want to protect. So this is defend Islam. So this Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, and you can hear and see these qualities in today's times. Take the groups of Islam and look at the Mujahideen, look at the Taliban. Amongst themselves, they are soft. The modernist feels, no, this is too harsh. The modern Muslim. The Muslim whose name is Maryam but wants to be Mary. So that Muslim, harsh rules. They don't want me to, they want us to cover our faces and everything. But this is for your benefit. This is for your, go walk around with skirts. Go live this animalistic lifestyle that they are living in the US. Two states in the US. They have legalized zoophilia. That means you can sleep with animals. What are these two states? One is New Mexico. New Mexico, they said it's perfectly fine, no stress. Zoophilia, you can live with it. It's no problem. Spain, you know as well, they said it's perfectly fine. There is absolutely no problem, they say. The Article 337, Spain, they took it, they deleted it. And what they did, they said that no, as long as it doesn't injure the animal. You think an animal wants to sleep with you? These are questions. So of course you're harming it. Of course you are. But no, they will make all excuses for whatever they want. The animalistic lifestyle, that's what they are living. The animalistic lifestyle. The other state we told you of the US is West Virginia. These are the two states. Zoophilia. You call it bestiality. Bestiality. You sleep with animals. Now come to this. Look at the Mujahideen of Palestine. By their own admission, from their hostages, by their own admission, from their very own hostages, what did they say? A freed Israeli captive who sat in Hamas's, what they say, captivity. She said, her name is Noah Argamani, an Israeli woman freed from Hamas. She said that during her injuries that she faced, it was not caused by the Hamas attacks. It was caused by Israeli airstrikes. They later confirmed that this all was lies. She clarified that she was not beaten by Hamas. She did not have her hair shaved by the Mujahideen. Islam, beautiful, just. You're not allowed to kill women and children. Go and see who the targets are of the enemies, women and children. In pure jihad, if you see a woman, you can't target that woman to kill her or a child. But their jihad, what they term as, you know, fair fighting, we say that what we are doing, this is jihad, the defense attack, 7th of October. That was a defense attack. Stop going to 7th of October. Let's go to 1948, shall we? Always they need 9/11, 7th October, these dates they throw at you, O believers, to make you feel guilty. The Mujahideen are less concerned. They say, we carry on being harsh. Don't talk about ceasefire, which is only in your interest. We want ceasefire, which means that you run out of our country and give us our place back, you squatters. This is what they want. So this is the Mujahideen, harsh upon the kuffar. And even those who are hostages, they are just to them. There I mentioned it to you. Noah Argamani, she said it. Hamas didn't harm me. The actual harm attacks came from who? From Israel attacks themselves. She, Israeli freed captive. And the Hamas's, they didn't. She said, they did not shave my hair. They did not beat me up. But you, what you are doing in the Sadeh Tayman prisons, O Israel, O rogue regime, you know very well that your men slept and raped our men. And females raping our menfolk as well. Sick minds will only think that this is fine, this is good for men. Imagine being, wa na'udhu billahi. That's the animalistic mindset. Ula'ika kal an'am balhum adal. They are like, Allah says they are animals. Then Allah clarifies and say, nay. Balhum adal. They in fact more deviated than animals. This is. So that Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning in this verse, أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Go and see the people of Palestine, the people of Gaza, they want Hamas because Hamas serves their interests. Hamas is looking out for the goodness, softness that they are towards them. And the traitor, we must say, Mahmoud Abbas, he is who he is, the traitor. They give him, the US gives him money, so you can already understand which side he's on. Fair elections 2004, Hamas wins. Now, this man, Mahmoud Abbas, hasn't been to Gaza in however, since 7th of October, not once has he been there. And the US and Anthony Blinken, their spokesman, and all of the Israel, they want him there because he serves their interests, but Hamas doesn't. So who is the seller? Go and see Egypt. Go and see the surrounding UAE. How much of business they are doing with the Zionists. Then you will understand and your eyes will open up. They are allowing ships to go past and enter. So who's fueling the war? Who's fueling the genocide? So this is just by the way. All of this attacks. Why? Because wanting to wipe out the beauty of Islam. أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are soft, compassionate towards the believers. They lower themselves for the believers in terms of giving them benefits, looking in their interests. That is why the people of Gaza are still staying strong and they still want Hamas. Otherwise, if Mahmoud comes in tomorrow, Israel will even pull out because they already know it. They got the inside man there. We can win this without a fight. But Hamas is pushing. So this is what it is. Then Allah says in the same verse, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They exert, they fight. Here we must use the word fight. They make jihad in the pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah, in the path of Allah. They out in the path of Allah. And وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. What happens? You can see the world, what they are doing. They're placing their eyes, trying to castigate. They're trying to put their fingers. They're trying to make the Taliban. They're trying to make Hamas, all of who are fighting for the truth, make them seem bad. And they do this as well by starting their own organizations called ISIS. Yes, they do this by starting their own organization with Islamic names. And then guess what? They get caught out. Yes, they get caught out. How do they get caught out? They are the very same ones. Go and see. In different places of the world. When they get caught, the imam was imam. Imagine, imam, yes. He gets caught out that he is a Zionist. Or he's Mossad spy, or he's this in Tel Aviv and these places, you will find they have universities. They are studying Bukhari Sharif, but their objective is not to study Bukhari Sharif for the purpose of learning. Their objective is to see how they can manipulate, adulterate. Exactly, you see these traits. You see these traits. The Shias, Kufar, yes, the illegitimate baby of Judaism. The illegitimate baby. They come out, this Abdullah bin Sabah, the start of Shiism, was a Jew. And look how they operate. Always trying to lie, always trying to give the wrong impression, always trying to cause wars, always trying to kill children, always trying to kill women. This is their objectives. They are one coin, just two different sides. So anyway, what happens? Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They go out, they fight in the path of Allah, and they do not fear the reproaches reproach. They don't care. The world can label them. Once upon a time, the Taliban were also on that most wanted list. Ismail Haniya, he was third on the most wanted list. Ismail Haniya. Where is Satan Yahu? Why is he not there amongst the first few? So they use all of this. Why do they use? Because they want to paint Islam with a bad. They want to taint it. They want to make it seem oppressive. But these people, Allah describes them, لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ. They do not fear the reproaches reproach. You can go on blaming and making us seem like this. We do not care. We will continue and we will go on. Then Allah Azawajal says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the fadl of Allah, the virtue of Allah, He grants to whomsoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is all-encompassing. Nothing can go out of His knowledge. عَلِيمٌ. His knowledge is complete. He knows every hair on your body. He knows every thought that has not even crossed your mind as yet. Allah Azza wa Jal knows it. And take the billions and billions of people around the world. Then take the billions and billions of creation around the world. Then take everything. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows all of this at this given juncture, at any given time. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, they do not. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. That's the word. So here, Allama Abu Sayyidi rahimahullah is saying, يَا لَائِمِي فِي الْهَوَى الْعُذْرِيِّ. Oh, the one who reproaches me regarding my love. Oh, the one who reproaches me regarding my love. Let's turn to another verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah Azza wa Jal addresses this. Yeah. Where Shaitan, he is the one, and how he just is going to turn his back against you. Today, we openly going ahead with our weddings and our actions, and sometimes we justify it with a satanic view. No, man, it's in this, in unity, in the name of. So in the name of family unity, you can have a Christianic feature in your wedding where you're, you know, that whole red carpet, the walk down and all of this. Where does this all go? See in Christianity where this comes from. Then the man denied all Hindu songs and all this putrid mushrikeen ways and functions. And then you say, in the name of family unity, we must engage. We must delight each other. And if you don't come, you are considered one who breaks the family, dies. No, what is this? There is no obedience to the creation when that obedience is disobedience to Allah. Understand this well. So, Shaitan is going, you want to worship him, you want to follow in his pathways, maybe not openly such, but you're giving off that actions and you're giving off that stench. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us. And this is mentioned in Surah 22, Surah Ibrahim. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ. What does Shaitan say? What is he going to say on the day of Qiyamah? So chapter 14, there is Surah Ibrahim, and we are turning to verse 22. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse here, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ Shaitan said. Said, but it's still going to happen. Meaning it's so concrete as if it's already happened. That's the meaning of this. Shaitan, لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ When all matters have been decided. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ Allah promised you a truthful promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ And I promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ Then I went against the promise I gave to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ Then you will say, people will rush to him. You did this to us. You put that. You made us. You, Shaitan will say, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ I don't have any authority over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ Except that I called you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي Then you answered in the positive. You said you'll go ahead with it. You accepted my call. Then here's this word. لَمَا يَلُومُ Focus. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ So don't blame me, you all. Don't blame me, you all. Walumu anfusakum. You all blame yourselves. See how he's going to turn his back against us. And today, how much we take pride in our dressing, which has nothing to do with Islam. And we say that, no, we are Muslims. We are Muslims. Shaitan, Allah Azza wa Jal exposes what he is going to say because he is the creator. He knows what's going to happen. He is the planner. He can do as he wants, as he wills, as he pleases. Allah Azza wa Jal exposes Shaitan's words and says, Shaitan says, مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي I cannot help you today, and you cannot help me today. We're both in a problem. We're both in this catch-22, trapped, tangled in our own because we followed each other. You helped me, I helped you. Today we're together in this, but today I can't help you, you can't help me. That is Shaitan's way of treating you, O believers. So break away from this, then you will find success. Now there's another beautiful hadith which this word Lama Yalumu comes. The hadith is beautiful, and I'll just give you the end of it where it comes, and then we'll explain to you the hadith. So the hadith comes in Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, Hadith 2577, Hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking. But this speech does not come in the Quran Sharif, but it's via the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The end of the hadith is where we are focusing on. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ Whoever finds anything else, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ He should not blame anyone. He should never ever blame anything. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ He should not blame nothing else but himself. So what's the hadith you ask? Hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي Oh my servants, I've made dhulam, oppression, haram upon myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا And I've made oppression, haram upon you, amongst you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا So amongst you do not commit oppression. Ya ibadi, Allah says, O my servants, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytuhu, fastahduni ahdikum. O my servants, all of you are astray, Allah says, all of you are astray, illa man hadaytuhu, except who I guide, fastahduni ahdikum. So seek guidance with me and I will guide you. Every day, every unit of salah, you are seeking guidance. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. Where is our heart at that moment? Is it in vice or is it in the obedience of Allah? Or is it planning vice or doing? Our minds are always working. Especially when we are reading salah, we are trying to solve this. And salah is over before you know it. That is shaitaniyat. We must work towards improving our salah. Ya ibadi, Allah then says, Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un. Oh, my servants, every one of you is hungry. Illa man at'amtuhu, except whom I feed. Fastat'imuni ut'imukum. So seek food, seek sustenance, seek that food which you want to nourish yourselves. Seek it from me. Ut'imukum, I will feed you. Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants, kullukum arun, every one of you is naked. Allah is saying, Hadith Qudsi, Sahih Muslim. Ya ibadi, kullukum arun, each one of you is naked. Illa man kasawtuhu, except him who I clothe. Fastaksuni aksukum, so seek clothing, garments, with me, and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, innakum takhti'oon al-layla wal-nahar. Oh, my servants, you perpetrate crimes night and day. Innakum takhti'oon al-layla wal-nahar. Night and day, you are constantly engaged in sin. Wa ana aghfiru al-dhunub jami'a. I am the one who forgives sins in totality. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So seek forgiveness with me. I will forgive you. Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants. Lan tablughu darri. Fatadarruni. Do not, O my servants. Lan tablughu darri. Your efforts to harm me will never reach me. Fatadarruni. It will never reach me. Walan. Allah says then, وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي and وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي. Your efforts to benefit me will never ever reach me. You want to benefit me? It's never ever going to reach me. You want to harm me? It's never ever going to reach me. Then look what Allah Azza wa Jal addresses here. Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, though لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. O my servants, if every one of you, if from the first of you to the last of you, every ins, every humankind, every jinn kind of you, they have to come onto such a platform of taqwa in one heart, one man's heart. That level of taqwa is placed, all of you, it comes into the form of one heart, one man's heart. First to the last, ins to jinn, and you have to come onto such a platform or a spiritual mode of taqwa from amongst you. It's not going to increase my mulkiyat. It's not going to increase my kingdom. Even by a little, it's not going to increase it. Ya ibadi, O my servants, lo anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. If the first of you and the last of you were insakum wa jinnakum, and from you, jinn, from the mankind and from the jinn kind. Ala afjari qalbi rajulin wahidin, ma naqasa dhalika fi mulki shay'a. You have to come in the form of one man's heart and the perpetrate your crimes, your wicked ways, all of this, and form into one man's heart. It's not, and you want to harm me. مَا نَقَصَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. It's never going to reduce my kingdom even one bit. It's never going to reduce my kingdom. يَا عِبَادِي, O my beloved servants, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ آخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا عَلَىٰ صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. O my servants, the first to the last, from the ins to the jinn, you have to come and stand on one plain platform, on one plain ground. فَسْأَلُونِي, and you ask me, فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ, and I give every insan, every nafs, what he asks for. مَا نَقَصَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَةِ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. It wouldn't reduce what is by me. It wouldn't reduce what is by me. Even by that you place a needle into the ocean and you take it out, even by that little bit, it won't reduce my kingdom, my power, my authority. It's not going to do that. Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum thumma ufikum thumma uwaffikum thumma uwaffikum iyaha faman wajada khayra falyahmadillah waman wajada ghayra thalik fala yalumanna illa nafsah. O my beloved servants, these are your actions which I counted, which I have protected for you. And I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to present to you. I'm going to complete it for you by showing you what you've done. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. Only that I'm going to present to you. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا. Whoever finds goodness, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. This is your reports. You found goodness, Alhamdulillah. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And whoever finds something else, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Do not blame anyone except yourselves. This is the crux of why we brought this hadith here. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Do not blame anyone else besides yourselves. So, يَا لَائِمِي فِي الْهَوَى الْعُذْرِيِّ. So what is Al-Hawa? Al-Hawa, we said, is love. Al-Udri is known to be a tribe from Yemen. Yemen, a tribe from Yemen. They were known for their purity in terms of they would not sleep around in all of this year. This was a tribe from Yemen. Pak Damani, you say. Iffat. Someone came to a person of the Banu Udra tribe and they asked him, you've maintained this youth. So they asked him, what's the reason for this? You've maintained your youth. He said, "Fi qulubina riqqa wa fi nisa'ina jamalun wa iffa." In our hearts there's softness, and in our women there's beauty and pakdamani, there's chastity, there's purity in them. So this year, you see, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also praised the people of Yemen, and this we said is a tribe from Yemen, and they were known. In Arabic, there was a saying, "A'shaqa." He is more loving, min bani Udhara, than even the people of Udhara. Udhara is this group, the Bani Udhara, this tribe. He's more loving than that. It means they are so loving, and he is more loving than that. This is what it means. If you come to the hadith of Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ja'a ahlul Yamani." Nabi Kareem sallallahu whom araqu afida. The people of Yemen have come, their hearts are soft. Al imanu Yamanin. The belief is in Yemen. Iman is in Yemen. Wal fiqhu Yamanin. And the understanding of fiqh, the understanding of all of this of Iman, wal fiqhu Yamanin is there. Wal hikmat Yamaniya. And if you see it, the wisdom, all of this, it comes from the Yemenis. This is the praise. So this Banu Udhara is from there. So this year is mentioned in the stanza. Ya la'imi fil hawal udriyi. O the one who blames, O the one who reproaches me with regards to my love. Ma'dhiratan minka. If you look at this word, ma'dhira, it comes in the Quran Sharif many times. Yeah, we'll just give you because it's come to the end. Ma'dhira means excuse. Excuse. So, accept my excuse from me to you. Walau ansafta, if you were just, lam talumi, you would not reproach me. That word talumi again comes from the word lama yalumu. So this is the stanza. What's the crux? What lesson do we take from this year? The lesson we take from this year, he's mentioned that, look, I'm guilty now. Don't take me to task if you were just. My love is not just a love for any dunyawi purpose. This love is something that is dedicated. It's something that we're supposed to have. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed us. That to love him and to love Allah more than anything else in the world. More than anything else in the world. You love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than anyone. This is iman. This is, yes, you have iman, but the beauty of this iman comes at this given juncture. So we have to analyze, we have to see where is, if we have to put a scale and really measure, okay, the West is telling me to dress like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to dress like that. This is like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to have my hair cut. Not like this, yet I'm doing it. Can I have even that little bit of love in my heart? Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. A person will be with whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Azza wa Jal grant me hidayat, grant you hidayat, forgive us for our shortcomings. Wa akhiru da'wana ani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.